hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Telhio Credit Union.
Tonight we got our fans.
Yeah! Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice.
The only thing you can control is when you shower tonight and you look yourself in the mirror, you're going to say that you have to be able to say to yourself, I gave everything I had tonight for my teammates. And if you can't say that, shame on you.
Here's your host, Bob McGallagher.
Feels like the cold winds of Montreal.
Yes, it is cold here in Montreal, but not too cold, not too bad. This is probably a good time of the year to be here before the winds really do get cold in December and January, and the Blue Jackets are going to play both of their games here in Montreal this month. I think we're back here again in 2 weeks to take on the Canadiens. But the most important thing is going to be to get the 2 points that are on the table tonight, above all else, above weather, travel, whatever. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters but the 2 points. Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Telhio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligott. The Blue Jackets come into this game tonight in Montreal after their win over the Detroit Red Wings on Saturday night. That shootout win 2-1 that hopefully gave them some confidence. They didn't have much going into that game. They had dropped 4 games in a row, and now they have that one win to come off of, and especially the way that game went. As we talked about yesterday, the thrilling overtime and then the long shootout. You know, they've had a couple of days to sit and enjoy that, what they went through. They got back to practice yesterday. They had a good practice. They didn't have a practice that was filled with every player that they would like to have on the ice. Now, you know that Lucas Sedlak has been out for weeks. Matt Calvert has been out for a little over a week now. But the Blue Jackets did not have Alexander Wennberg on the ice yesterday, and Wennberg did not make this trip. So he's out, and that is going to be yet another challenge for the Blue Jackets going into this game tonight. Again, finding somebody to take his spot. Now, you could sarcastically or maybe even seriously say that, you know, it shouldn't be too hard to find somebody to take his spot because he's been underperforming as of late. We've heard John Tortorella talk about him time and time again. But the fact of the matter is the last couple of games he has been playing better. He has been showing signs that he is the guy that we saw play last year, that we saw improve so much last year, a guy that helped the Blue Jackets get into the playoffs last season and had a really good year individually. He's been showing signs of that the last couple of games, but he's obviously been playing through some kind of discomfort or some kind of ailment, and that would obviously explain a lot. So Alexander Wennberg not here. Yesterday, Zach Dalpe was placed on injured reserve. Dalpe got himself hurt in that New York Rangers game last Monday. Well, he has been replaced on the roster by Jordan Schrader. He's called up from the Cleveland Monsters. Now, Jordan Schrader is a guy that the Blue Jackets got from the Minnesota Wild. They picked him up after he was with Minnesota last year. He wasn't going to get a qualifying offer from Minnesota. The Blue Jackets took a chance on him. There wasn't a spot for him. He got hurt early in training camp. There wasn't a spot for him here. They sent him to Cleveland on a conditioning assignment, then put him through waivers, and he went down there and played. So now he's back, and he'll get the opportunity. I would think he's going to get somewhat of an opportunity here tonight. We'll have to wait and see what the lineup is going to be this evening. I know Sonny Milano yesterday was skating on the second power play unit, but I don't know that it was a certain deal that he was going to be playing tonight. He might have been out there just because there were other guys that were missing. But Jordan Schrader has played in 9 games with the Cleveland Monsters, has 2 goals and 3 assists in those 9 games. Last year, he had 13 points, 6 goals, 7 assists, and was a +5 in 37 games with the Minnesota Wild. So this is the player that the Blue Jackets are going to get on the roster and have a chance to get into the game starting tonight He can play center. He can play wing, you know, like a lot of other guys around here. But he will have an opportunity. That's my whole point. There is opportunity knocking for somebody now, and Jordan Schrader is the guy that is going to get the next opportunity, so it seems, to step in and see if he can make an impact. Tyler Mott has done that. Ever since Tyler Mott has come up, he's played well, and there's been no talk about taking him out of the lineup because there's no reason to talk about taking him out of the lineup. He continues to utilize his speed, creates chances. John Tortorella's had him on the fourth line there, so he hasn't had to do a lot. He hasn't had as much opportunity maybe as he would like. I think he will get more opportunity as it goes along, but Tyler Mott has come up here and taken advantage of his chance, and now Jordan Schrader will have the opportunity to do the very same thing. Speaking of Tyler Mott, I had a chance to catch up with him and just talk with him about where he is overall in his comfort and his confidence on this team.
Are you feeling settled in, kind of figuring out what your role is here and how to go about things day to day now?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys have been great, helping me figure out the routine. Game day stuff, practice day stuff, off day stuff. They've been a great group of guys to work with, and I'm starting to find my game as well and just continue to play my game every night.
And one thing you're finding out, obviously, is that game could be on the fourth line, second line, third. It doesn't matter. It's going to change at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. We mix it up quite a bit. I think keeps guys on their toes. You just got to know that your role, you know, even though you might be in a different slot in the lineup, I think every guy is true to themselves, and that includes me. When I'm true to myself, I can play in a lot of situations. And, you know, wherever you're put in the lineup, your game can't change. You just got to go to work, compete hard, and try and win.
How much are you also learning that every night you go out there, no matter how many goals you score, you have a good chance to win with this goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky?
Absolutely. Every night he gives us a chance. I think that's what makes him special. You know, you might win 1-0. You know, you might win 5-4, whatever it is. But with him in net, we have a ton of confidence as a team. And just that save in Detroit the other night on a 2-0, that just goes to show how special he is and how hard he works. It really pays off. So with him, we always have confidence every time he's in net. And even with Corpy, I mean, he works hard and he does his job anytime he's in the net as well. So our goaltenders give us a lot of confidence.
I don't know about you, but I was ready to pack it up. I saw that 2-0. I saw the pass, and I said, well, this isn't going to work out tonight. I was ready to leave, and all of a sudden I had to get back in my seat. What was the feeling on the bench? Was it similar?
Anytime you see two guys barreling in on your goalie, you're not really sure. But, again, with Bob and Ned, we have a ton of confidence in him. We know he's going to throw anything in the way he can to stop the puck. And, you know, whatever got a piece of it, it was enough to keep it out. We get a little momentum off it, and anytime you can pick up a couple points on the road is special.
Was it even more special for you being a Michigan guy? And I know you were the one guy that didn't get a chance to go in the shootout. Zach got a chance, and then Jack finally finished it off.
Yeah, it was special to be back in Detroit. Some friends and family in town. It was nice to see the new rink. It's a great facility. Any way we can get 2 points on the road, whether it's me in the shootout or Jack or whoever it may be, we knew somewhere down the line someone was going to have to put one in, and Bob was standing on his head back there for us.
Now, having gotten that win, snapping that 4-game winless streak, how important is it to go into Montreal and start to get things rolling the other direction?
Yeah, absolutely. Try and just push the snowball down the hill. Continue to gain confidence, continue to play our game, have some better starts, get in on the attack, and you know, just be a more consistent group. And I think that starts with each individual. I can be more consistent myself, and we'll be more consistent as a team, and hopefully we can pile up some more wins.
Did you get a chance to play in Montreal when you were with Chicago?
Not in Montreal, no. I was lucky enough to play there with the World Championships, World Juniors there. It's a loud rink. It's a city that enjoys hockey, so it'll be a lot of energy, and we got to find a way to create some of our own.
Yeah, and you have a little idea of what you're going to be in for, but you can also turn that crowd very quickly on the home team. You know that?
Yeah, they, you know, like I said, they're hard on their team. They expect a lot from them, but it's a great hockey environment to be in. You just got to go on and embrace it and compete and enjoy every moment.
Tyler Mott is absolutely right. That is how you have to approach it here in Montreal. Come in and just enjoy the experience and then make it into a great experience for you. The atmosphere here is really second to none, to be honest with you. This place will be packed tonight. It's dark. It'll be packed. It'll be loud. It literally rocks. That building can rock if things are going well. And when things are not going well, they will just as quickly turn on those they came to cheer. and that can work in your favor. So this is one of those buildings. I think this is the best building that you can come in and feed off that crowd. Different from Toronto, to be honest. You know, Toronto is, I don't know. I don't know if what I'm going to say makes any sense. I don't even know if I'm saying the right thing here, but this is almost more blue collar. I mean, this is pure passion, just laying it out for all the people that come here. So that energy is really palpable. Really is. Toronto, I mean, now they're good, but you know, when they're not good, it's not the same. I mean, it's, you know, just something they do. This in Montreal, okay, let's put it that way. To me, and this is me, in Toronto, when it comes to supporting the Leafs, that is something they do. Here in Montreal, it is something that they are. Does that make sense? I mean, they're bought in. They are really bought in. And they were not happy at all when this season started. And why would they be happy? They shouldn't have been happy because of the way the team got off to a terrible start. And I mean, absolutely terrible start for the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, this fan base, was, I can't believe that they weren't, well, they might have been crying for somebody to get fired, but I don't know what direction they're going to go. I don't know if they know what direction they're going to go. But here's the thing. After they had gotten off to a terrible 1-6-1 start, they've now gone 7-3. So they're feeling a lot better about themselves right now. And that's what the Blue Jackets are going to have to deal with, a better Montreal Canadiens team here tonight. You know, we talked about the injuries that the Blue Jackets have and about losing four in a row, getting points in only one of those four. And I've spent a lot of time talking about that with you. You've spent a lot of time asking questions about it, and there is concern. But one guy that doesn't seem overly concerned, and this is a really good sign, the one guy that doesn't seem overly concerned is the Blue Jackets head coach, John Tortorella. As a matter of fact, he thinks that all of this is going to be a good experience for his team.
I think our team feels that it's a good team. We can't control how other teams prepare for us now. I think other teams prepare better for us because we didn't have any respect last year. So that is part of the problem, and that's understanding. And I said this right at the beginning of camp to the team in our opening meeting. You just don't go back-to-back years where things kind of fell into place. I say that very carefully because I think we earned what we got last year. But things kind of – I remember early in the year, about 10 games, and I said, Lars, it's going to be one of those years. We're scoring power play goals. We're up 1-0. Bang, we score on our first power play. We're up 2-0. It's such a momentum swing. It just – you're going to have to fight through some stuff this year. And so what we're doing here – I think it'll make us a better team and a better organization as we grow going through some of the stuff. And this isn't even adversity to me. We're going to face some tougher shit than this, losing a few games. We're not used to it around here. We didn't lose three straight until the end of last year when we qualified for the playoffs. And we had a little bit of a lull. I think that's when we lost three straight. Shit happens, and we're going to have to deal with it. We have injuries. We got a number of guys nicked up. That are playing, and that we didn't really have to go through some of it early on last year. So I think eventually it's going to be really good and put some skin on us as we get into the tough time of the year.
It's Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella, and he was saying that right from the very first press conference that he had in training camp. He said that it was going to be a different kind of a year. He said, I'll guarantee you we're not winning 16 in a row this year. He did say that. But it's not even about that winning streak. It is about just – the challenges. And yeah, sometimes everything you touch turns to gold, and other times it just crumbles under your fingertips. So you never know what it's going to be like. And the injury thing, it's very true. I mean, last year Seth Jones was out early. Remember, he got that fracture in his foot and he was out for a couple of weeks. Other than that, there wasn't much in the way of long-term injuries. Nothing like what they're dealing with right now with Calvert and Sedlak being out of the lineup for long stretches. And then, you know, again, the Wenberg thing is who knows. And there are other guys that are playing with injuries right now that are just playing their way through those injuries. So you don't know what it's going to be like. And he did say that from day one. It is not going to be the magical year that last year was. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a more successful year than last year was. Doesn't mean when it's all said and done that you're going to fall short of where you were last year. I don't think that's going to happen. He doesn't think that's going to happen. He thinks that this is where you learn how to win. I mean, last year they learned how to win, but then they had, because of that streak, you know, that gave them a lot of rope, a lot of play. Because then if you didn't do things right for a while, you still had all of those points that you had banked. This year they're going to earn it in a different way. And you can tell by his reaction there and by what he just said, he's excited because he knows they're going to grow as players and they're going to grow as people dealing with this situation more so than the everything you touch turns to gold type of a season. Well, one guy that he is, he's not actually turning things into gold, but what he's doing is steadily, slowly progressing, and he's becoming a more important part of this team each and every day. And I'm talking about the rookie, Pierre-Luc Dubois, a guy who was taken third overall behind Austin Matthews and Patrick Laine. He was taken third overall when there were other people saying that he shouldn't have been the third overall, that Jesse Puljujärvi should have been the number three overall pick, not Pierre-Luc Dubois. But Dubois has done exactly what this team has asked him to do. Last year, it started when he went back to junior. He wasn't ready. They said, you've got to go back to junior. He did. They asked him to get better. He did. This year, he came in. They asked him to play on the wing. He did. They asked him to play at center. He did. They asked him to play on the fourth line. He did. They asked him to play on the top line. He did. That's what Pierre-Luc Dubois has done throughout his very short tenure here with the Blue Jackets. Whatever they have asked him to do. And it's starting to pay off. I think it is really starting to pay off because, you know, he was unnoticeable for a while. Now he is starting to become noticeable, and he's becoming noticeable because of the good things that he's doing. And again, it comes back to that word opportunity. He is taking advantage of his opportunities. And I caught up with him to talk about that.
Well, how far you've come on this team. You're going from the wing to playing in the middle. Are you comfortable right now with whatever the role is that you're asked to play each night?
Yeah, I'm getting more and more comfortable. And then, you know, I played wing, both wings, I think. Played center. Some games I played a little bit of both. So, you know, I've been doing that for the past 2 years now. So I got used to it. And then, obviously, here is a step up from juniors. But I'm getting more used to it. Guys talk a lot. You know, guys help me a lot. So, yeah, I'm getting more confident with that.
Yeah, but doing it on the fourth wing as opposed to the second wing on the fourth line instead of the second line or even the top line, that's a big difference too. But you look like you're making those adjustments now, and it's almost seamless for you. So I would take it you're more comfortable in just how it works and what you're dealing with the league.
Yeah, you know, any position, it's a different situation. And then, you know, when you go from one line to the other, it's the same thing. You know, your expectations, you know, maybe some lines are more offensive, some lines, you know, you want to get the forecheck going, get the momentum. But I think, you know, I could play fourth line like I could play any other line. You know, I think offensively I'm good offensively, but, you know, I forecheck well, I can hit, you know, I can play physical, so I can play any role, I think.
You've been playing with Nick Foligno, too, in both spots. You were on his wing, then he was on your wing. Playing with him, what does that do for you? How has he helped you in the time that you've been together?
You know, he's my stallmate next to me, so, you know, we talk a lot. He helps me a lot, to whether it's on the ice or before the games or just doing video or stuff like that. You know, talking to me, you know, telling me, you know, plays I could have tried, and he gives me a lot of confidence out there. You know, he tells me just to have fun, make plays, and use my body to protect the puck well. And, you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better player to play on my wing. And then you add Anderson on the other wing. And, you know, he's another really good player that helps a lot, too.
When you were sitting there during the overtime and the shootout in Detroit watching, that was like, that was a premier seat, right? I mean, that's a front row seat for the most exciting action of that game.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I was next to Marcus Nuvar and Gabe on the bench, and we couldn't believe what was happening. I mean, I don't know how many rounds we went through in the shootout, but it felt like forever. And I mean, Bob played, and that's really the back-to-back, the 2-on-0 and then the breakaway. I've never seen anything like it, so it's pretty crazy.
Were you wondering as it got deeper in the shootout? I mean, you just broke away against Nashville in the previous game and put one in the net. Were you starting to look over your shoulder at all, or wondering if you're going to hear your name?
Not yet. We're round nine, but I still wasn't thinking about it. I mean, I think the more you think about it, the less chance you have of scoring, I think. So I wasn't trying to think about it. I thought if I hear like my name, or if I hear like I get a tap on the shoulder, I'm just going to go out there, do my move, and see what happens.
Or maybe figuring, well, this is Torts. He's got to get 18 guys deep before he calls me.
Yeah, exactly. I might be 18.
I got to ask you too. You know, playing in the league, and I've asked you about this before, about the, you know, make sure you don't get starstruck, and you said you've gotten used to it now, and obviously you have, but now you're going into Montreal, which is a totally different beast. And I heard you saying before we started this that you'd never been to a Montreal Canadiens game. You played in the Bell Center, but you've never been to one of these games. Do you even know what to expect?
From watching on TV, maybe, but that's not – I mean, I don't think it's a good – a good thing. Like, it's, I don't think it's really representative of what's going to happen, but I mean, I'm excited. You know, playing your rookie season, you play in a lot of new arenas, new fans, and you know, you get to know the league a little bit more. But you know, we played good teams. I played in nice arenas too, so it's going to be fun, but I don't think I'm going to be that nervous.
Well, there will be energy. There's no question there's going to be energy, and it's an energy that, you know, the visiting teams can channel that energy. I don't know if when you played in World Junior how that crowd was, but it's an energy you can either – it can either work for them or it can work against them quickly.
Yeah. You know, if they're playing well, you know, you got to get the momentum back. It's one shift at a time, and whenever you get that momentum back, you know, it's – if you hear that crowd silence a little bit, maybe it gives you a little boost on the bench, but you know, it's really working as a team, working one shift at a time on the road. You know, like you said, it can give the other team energy, or it could give you energy. So it's really just staying, you know, in the middle of that.
And as this team is continuing to look for guys to score goals, how much are you hoping that you start to become one of those guys on a more regular basis?
You know, I'm working for that. You know, I'm working in practice. And, you know, the past couple games, I think since the Florida trip, I've been playing better and better. And every game I feel like I'm getting scoring chances, and you know, maybe one of these games I'm going to get, you know, one or two goals, and then that's just going to keep going, and I just got to stay with it. I think we're playing good. You know, I think our line last game and the games before we were playing good, so you know, just we'll see what happens at the next couple games.
I got to tell you, one of the things I love talking with you is your exuberance and how happy you are and how much you smile, and it's infectious. So keep it up, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Blue Jackets rookie Pierre-Luc Dubois. We'll wait to see what his role is going to be tonight and who he's playing with, but I'm sure he's going to give you a good performance. I really am. I really feel that he is starting to string those good performances together, and he's going to do it here where he has a lot of family that were big-time Montreal Canadiens fans. He said growing up, he watched them on TV, but he was more of a fan of different players in the league and didn't have one specific team, which is this generation, by the way. That's the millennials. I mean, it's not a team necessarily. It's, you know, pick your favorite players and follow your favorite players. That's just how it's changed. I mean, when I was a kid, it was a team. I didn't dare wear a uniform jersey or a hat of any other team than the one that was my favorite and was my hometown team, by the way. And it's all different now. It's, you know, the styles. Oh, that uniform looks cool. I'm going to buy that jersey, or I'm going to get that hat. Or I just I'm still not that way. What you will find me wearing is what I believe in. And it's the end of the story right there. That's it. But that's me. And I've told you a million times now, I've crossed the line to old curmudgeon. So there you go. Well, let's talk about something a little bit better for a moment here, like the great things that can happen when you challenge the norm. Maybe that is challenging the norm, huh? Just liking the players and not the teams and wearing the different jersey anyway. At Telheio Credit Union, they believe banking is a tool for good. They believe your money should help to finance your neighbor's house or build a local business, put some extra money in somebody's pocket to go buy that other jersey or hat. No, I'm kidding. Just imagine what we could accomplish together if everybody banked that way, thinking about everybody else. If you're ready to challenge the norm, it is time for you to talk to Telheio Credit Union. Maybe you have a big purchase on the horizon. Maybe you're looking at a new car and you need a car loan. What about a mortgage for a home? Just some of the things that you should talk with them about. Join Telheio and learn to believe in banking again. Start by going online to telheio.org. Talhio is open to everyone in central and southwestern Ohio. They are an equal housing lender, and they are federally insured by NCUA. Last night in the NHL, Carolina Hurricanes dropped 4 goals on the Dallas Stars in the third period. 4. 5-1 was the final in that game. So 1-1 game going to the third period, and then boom, wheels fell off the cart for the Dallas Stars. Calgary Flames put up 7 on the St. Louis Blues. They win that game 7-4. 5 of those 7 goals scored in the third period. Those were the only 2 games last night. What a trend that was. Big third periods last evening. The other games on tap tonight. Buffalo is playing at Pittsburgh this evening. Dallas is in a back-to-back situation as they take on the Florida Panthers on the road. The Washington Capitals are in Nashville tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers play at Minnesota. The Arizona Coyotes travel to Winnipeg this evening. The Edmonton Oilers are at home to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. The Los Angeles Kings will be at Staples Center where they host the Vancouver Canucks. Yesterday was also Hockey Hall of Fame Induction Day. And obviously it's a big day. And Teemu Selanne and Paul Kariya, Dave Andrechuk, Mark Recchi, all inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame as players, former NHL players. And it was a great weekend. I still don't understand why they do it on a Monday. I think it gets lost. Monday in November doesn't make sense to me, but nobody ever asked me. And nobody will ever ask me, so it doesn't matter what I think. But I think those guys were great players. I think they deserve to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and so now they are. It doesn't matter what day of the week they get put in on. It doesn't matter that they have a weekend celebration in Toronto. I don't know. All I know is that the NFL does a big thing in Canton. Major League Baseball does a big thing in Cooperstown. And hockey does something on a Monday in November in Toronto. That's all I know. Maybe I should know more. I probably should know more. Is that my responsibility? Or is that the Hockey Hall of Fame's responsibility? I'll let you answer that question. Tonight's game here in Montreal gets underway at 7:30 this evening. 7:30 tonight. A little late start. Probably, I think it's routine here, but 7:30 start tonight. Pregame coverage starts at 7:15 on the Blue Jackets Radio Network. That includes the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also get it through the Blue Jackets app on your phone, or you can get it online at bluejackets.com. Blue Jackets and the Montreal Canadiens. First meeting of the year between these two teams. Blue Jackets trying to string together back-to-back wins. We'll find out what happens tonight. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.